Hey everybody, this is Christopher and you're listening to Finding Japan episode 23, the Miracle Fruit episode. Hey everyone, well if you're getting this, it means you're still subscribed, so thank you very much for listening. I'm going to do something a little different with this episode. This past weekend, my roommate Alex and I went to Ikebukuro to Sunshine 60, which is a pretty large shopping area. And in that shopping area, there's a really interesting food amusement park, I guess is what you could call it, called Nanja Town. And apparently this place was opened by Namco back in 1996, and it is just a trip. So instead of describing it in detail over audio, I think what I'll do is actually play the audio from the place. The reason why we had gone there was to search for something called miracle fruit. Miracle fruit is a type of berry where if you bite down on it and suck on it for about 2 minutes or so, anything that's usually sour all of a sudden becomes sweet. I had heard about this maybe 6 months ago before I came to Japan and tracked down the place where it was and sort of put it on my to-do list of things to accomplish when coming to Japan. So today was a beautiful day. We headed out and we ended up at Nanja Town in search of miracle fruit. So I hope you enjoy this sound-seeing slash miracle fruit experience, and also check the blog post for some of the things that we had seen and described in the audio. Oh, and one more thing. If you're further curious about miracle fruit, please check out some of the links that I've put on the blog post as well, which describe it much better than Alex and I could have in our experiential tasting of miracle fruit. So without any further ado, here we go. I hope you enjoy.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Chris. Alex and I are here in Nanja Town, and I can't describe it at all. This is the most bizarre place I think I've ever been to. Okay, so Alex and I are here in the Miracle Fruit Cafe. And we're looking for something to have the little barrier. Are you going to go for a more traditional sour type dessert, or are you going to go for the fruit plate?
I'm going to go for it's like grapefruit and like lemon.
The fruit platter. There's this weird one with test tubes and stuff. See that?
Yeah.
So I guess one of the interesting things about the miracle fruit is that all these desserts, I guess, taste super sweet, but they really stress like how many calories there are in it. And there's very few.
These?
Comparatively speaking, yeah. Kilocalories?
Yeah. I think the same because you're eating the miracle fruit. It normally wouldn't be sweet. It's probably like not much sugar in it.
Right, right. Yeah. So I guess like after taking the miracle fruit, it tastes just as good, but you don't have all the calories from the sugar. I hope we don't die.
Yeah, we have no idea what we're doing. We order something else.
Dude, there's a hypodermic needle on this platter.
All right. That's just weird.
Okay, I'm going for that because it's got a bunch of really strange stuff.
Yeah, that one's basically just a test out. The miracle.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this, but I'm going to try everything before the fruit and then after the fruit.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
ミラクル実験室が1つ、フルーツパラダイスが1つ、ミラクル実験室が1つ。はい。
Why is that cat wearing underwear on its head?
I don't know. That's a probably different question.
It feels ashamed. I guess I was reading on the internet, a lot of the research done around miracle fruit has been done exclusively in Japan. And there's a guy in Japan who figured out how to get it into lettuce, the same chemical. Grow into lettuce, yeah.
But wouldn't it be a lot easier this way? Or I guess with lettuce you could do it simultaneously. But it takes a few minutes, right, to take effect.
Yeah, but I think the problem is the climate that these berries grow in is not native. So very difficult to cultivate. I want to know who was the first person who tried it and discovered it. Because berries like that, man, those are the kind that, like, you eat the wrong kind of berry and it'll kill you. It's okay for birds, but it'll kill you. It's not good.
Well, it's from Africa, so. Probably like some tribes and tribal people.
West Africa?
Yeah, West Africa. But often what they do is just they ate whatever, like, they saw other animals eating, like chimpanzees and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they even have a little timer here for you to time how long it's left. I'm gonna take a picture of this and you guys can see the timer. I'm actually kind of nervous. I got like I got the same kind of feeling like before you go on a ride. It takes a while to bring out a plate full of fruit.
Seriously.
This restaurant's got a weird kind of ambience, though, because they're also serving curry. So there's a waft of curry in the air.
It's like we throw up in.
I got a chemistry set here.
Oh, you got the syringe, too. Oh, no. They need, like, an English version.
I don't know what these papers are for. So I have some of the most amazing things in front of me right now. Alex is going to take a picture. I'll ask him to borrow this. Oh. This is carrot juice. No, this is tomato juice. This is like a green tea? Or like a algae?
It's like algae. Like vegetable juice.
Vegetable juice. This is tomato juice. What's this? Vinegar?
So, yeah.
Are you supposed to? Can you drink this?
I think so.
I'm gonna try. Right, I'm gonna try a little bit of this purple stuff before I start. Okay, this purple stuff just tastes like a really light, flowery tea. Nothing really special. It's not even sweet. I don't know what this is. Something.
Oh, it's kombu.
It's kombu.
It's like a kelp.
Ah, so this is what I have with me. This is really, really, really sour. Mm. Yeah, I don't like that. Alright, so we're going to take the miracle fruit now. I guess we're supposed to just chew it. Tastes a little sweet. Now it's starting to get really bitter.
Oh man,
this is pretty terrible actually.
I was just eating it.
I think you can, I don't think it's hurting. Mine turned into pulp.
Of course, I felt kind of like a heat.
Really?
Comfortable. Really. Like, my tongue goes like hot sensation.
It looks like a tic tac. If I bite it in the dark, it'll spark. It's pretty sour. Almost like tingly bitter. Mmm, now it's getting really weird. Wow. I start biting through the skin. Oh, this is weird.
It's not too bad, huh? Actually, no.
It's getting progressively worse, actually.
Mine's pretty much disintegrated.
Me too, I think I'm just gonna swallow this.
I don't know how I can get rid of it.
Well, it's been 2 minutes. So what do we start with here? I think I'm just gonna go straight in the lemon. Like straight
I'm gonna go for the kiwi first.
I'm going straight in for the lemon. Here we go. Here we go. Mmm. Tastes like an orange.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try my lemon. It does taste sweet. It does taste orange.
I'm gonna go right for the gourmet, for the plum. It's still really sour. I think I broke it.
The kiwi doesn't really taste any sweeter. Maybe because it's, you know, it's already pretty sweet to begin with.
What's weird is I can feel the sourness in my throat. It's sort of like bypassing my mouth. The lime's pretty good. It's not quite the dramatic effect I had anticipated.
Yeah.
Let's try this.
The grapefruit's pretty good. You definitely don't taste sourness in it.
Good.
Yeah, you want to try it?
It's weird, in the front of my tongue, it burns. But it's not sour.
I don't really get that sensation.
What's that?
I don't really feel that. The strawberry kind of loses all taste.
It's weird, because like the front of my tongue tastes different.
Yeah.
Okay, what's this? Vinegar?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I think I need to do? I think I need to empty my lemon juice out and then
put
it in the tube. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But it burns my throat. That's the only problem.
You are drinking vinegar. Well, I guess that's expected. You are drinking vinegar. I don't know. Something I taste from the front of my tongue.
Tomato juice tastes like a light sweet ketchup.
Mm.
Still tastes like tomato juice, but all the sour is not there. We're gonna try the green stuff. So I guess this little test set kind of shows you that the difference between things that taste sour and things that don't. See, the problem is the front of my mouth rejects it.
That's the thing I have with the vinegar. Like the front. I can still taste it. It's really bad.
Let me sort of send it back here. It's not bad in the back of my tongue. But on the front, it's actually really terrible. You get a huge difference with grapefruit.
Yeah. I like your grapefruit.
This grapefruit tastes like... It tastes like a grapefruit drink. Like a sweet grapefruit drink.
Yeah.
It doesn't really change the taste. No, yeah. It still just takes the fruit. Yeah. It just takes the bitterness out.
I didn't like lemon as much. I think the lemon becomes almost too sweet.
Think so?
Yeah. Yeah, like on the tip of my tongue, it becomes really sweet. But it's not like, it doesn't taste good.
It's like intense sugar.
Yeah, it is.
Like a sugar overload.
Mm. Yeah, this is really, really sweet. To the point that it's kind of nasty.
Reminds me of like a lemon drop in candy, but like...
Yeah, it is.
It's like sickening sweet.
Yeah.
But I still want to eat it. So I think the verdict here is with citrus fruit, there's a huge difference.
Yeah.
With things that are usually like sour, like the ume, it's just all the sourness becomes like super intense, something else, and it's just bad.
Yeah, I think the things that originally had some kind of sweetness to it just becomes amplified. But like with the vinegar, it didn't become sweet or anything.
I don't know if I should eat ice cream after all this citrus fruit. Might be a bad combination for the stomach.
It's such a weird concept, though. Looking at this, like a tasting, I don't know what you call it, tasting laboratory or something.
Alright, let's go get some ice cream. We'll see how this works.
Well, that's it for the Miracle Fruit episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you found it somewhat educational, and just to wrap this short bit up here, if you are in Japan and you haven't been to Ikebukuro Sunshine City, especially Namco Nanja Town, please go. It only costs about 300 yen to enter, and the visual experience alone is well worth the 300 yen entry fee, so definitely check it out. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you all soon. Take care now.